It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Guy Raz. And on today's show, playing with perceptions, ideas about assumptions, prejudice, and stereotypes.
Are there like perceptions that people have of you that like really get under your skin?
Oh man, all the time.
This is Maz Drabrani. He's a comedian.
So when I'll be doing a show and I'll say like, you know, guys, like when you hear British, what do you think? And they sing, you know, they think cool accent, you know, rock star James Bond.
Maz, by the way, is Iranian-American.
And then when you hear, like, Iranian, what do you think? Well, oil, terrorist, Khomeini. Like, Khomeini is our James Bond. It's like, that's not right, you know? For the most part, when you see us in the major media, you know, it's some evil dude with a beard and that ominous music. You know, it's that.
And as an actor, Maz has played his fair share of evil bearded dudes, as he explained on the TED stage.
A lot of times in Hollywood, when casting directors find out you're of Middle Eastern descent, they go, oh, you're Iranian, great. Can you say, I will kill you in the name of Allah? I go, I could say that, but what if I were to say, hello, I'm your doctor? They go, great, and then you hijack the hospital. Like, I think you're missing the point here. Don't get me wrong, I don't mind playing bad guys. I want to play a bad guy. I want to rob a bank. I want to rob a bank in a film. I want to rob a bank in a film, but do it with a gun. With a gun, not with a bomb strapped around me, right? Because I imagine the director, Maz, I think your character would rob the bank with a bomb around him. Why would I do that? If I want the money, why would I kill myself? Right? Give me all your money or I'll blow myself up. Well, then blow yourself up. Just do it outside, please.
So what is the worst role that you've ever been asked to do?
Well, you know, starting out, I would just go on any audition that came my way. So I actually got a Chuck Norris movie of the week once, called The President's Man, A Line in the Sand. I played this guy who was like a physicist who was in Chicago to blow up a building.
I've lived here in Chicago for 10 years now. Your father, Rashid, he paid for my education. A PhD in applied physics from Northwestern.
And he worked for like a Osama bin Laden type guy.
I knew one day I'd be called upon to serve a greater good, to serve Allah.
And I went for the fitting, and they go, okay, you know, here's your shirt, here's your pants, here's your turban. And I swear, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I go, this guy wouldn't wear a turban. They go, no, well, you know, he's this Afghan guy. We want him to wear a turban. I go, first of all, Afghans in America don't wear turbans. And secondly, if he's trying to blow up a building, he definitely is not going to wear a turban. I go, that's just stupid. I said, please let them know. So she's like, okay, I'll talk to them, see what happens. So then the next day I show up at the trailer, and there's my shirt, there's my pants, and there's a scarf. And I was like, oh, great. You guys gave me a scarf. She's like, no, that's the turban. You just got to wrap it around your
You know, Abir.
So I wore the stupid turban.
The closer I get to Allah.
And I swear, I tried watching it, and it was so bad.
The more peaceful I become.
And then I said, no more. I said, no more terrorist parts.
It might be funny now, but for Maz, for a lot of actors who get typecast because of their ethnicity, it can get depressing. So comedy, it helps.
Stand-up comedy is really like therapy. So whether you're dealing with ethnic issues or you're dealing with just issues at the house, you're having an issue with your wife or your kids or whatever it is, you go on stage and you can actually riff about it and find the funny in it. And really, by finding the funny in it, it helps you cope.
Does it feel like some of those tropes about Muslims or Arabs, you know, that came after September 11th, like, have they kind of dropped off a little in the past few years, or is it worse?
No, listen, man, it's always like one step forward, two steps back, because, you know, anytime you think like, oh, great, we get a break, Al-Qaeda's slowing down. Oh, here comes ISIS. Even this is just going to exist no matter what happens. I mean, you could have 1,000 Iranian or Arab doctors saving lives every day in the United States, and the lack of exposure that would get compared to one Muslim trying to blow up a car bomb in Times Square, like the Pakistani guy had tried to do it years ago, and now the Muslims are coming to get us again.
Now, I happened to be in Times Square that night doing a comedy show. And a few months before that, there was a white American guy in Austin, Texas, who flew his airplane into the IRS building. And I happened to be in Austin that day doing a stand-up comedy show. Now, I'll tell you, as a Middle Eastern male, when you show up around a lot of these activities, you start feeling guilty at one point. I was watching the news. I'm like, am I involved in this crap? I didn't get the memo. What's going on? But what was interesting was when the white guy flew his plane into the building, I know all my Middle Eastern and Muslim friends in the States were watching TV going, please don't be Middle Eastern, don't be Hassan, don't be Hossein. And the name came out, Jack. I'm like, woo! That's not one of us. But I kept watching the news in case they came back. They were like, before he did it, he converted to Islam. Damn it! Why, Jack? Why?
Do you ever come across people who are, you know, who are Middle Eastern or Iranian or Arab American, who are just like, screw this, you know, I just want to completely hide from my identity because I'm just tired of like being tagged for something that I'm not.
Absolutely. I mean, I used to do a joke about how a lot of Iranians just became Tony. yeah, they became Italian. I mean, that was the way they dealt with it. Because I tell you, if you look at it in recent history and in the U.S., so. You got 1979, 1980, you got the revolution, then you got the hostage situation, then you got the movie Not Without My Daughter.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. Which is about an American woman married to an Iranian man, and in America, he's great, but as soon as they go to Iran, he turns into an animal. I remember, like, when Not Without My Daughter came out, I'm serious, I think that dating from Iranian men became a lot harder. Dude's name Shahrukh became Tony. Masood became Mike. I mean, these guys were like, screw it. I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
When we were all together, we'd be speaking Farsi. Yeah, what's up? Da, 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 da. As soon as like some blonde girls would go by, hey, girls, how are you? This is Mike. This is Tony. This is Vinny. You know, it's like, what? We're the Sopranos.
I mean, what's like the balance between finding the funny side of a stereotype and then actually trying to break it?
Look, stereotypes exist because there's always some truth to stereotypes, not always, but often. And I personally feel like if there's a balance out there, I think the good thing about America is that it is a melting pot. There's so many different people here. And I myself, sometimes I see something and it breaks a stereotype. When I see Asian Americans, I expect them to speak either like this or with an Asian, you know, like a Chinese accent or Korean accent or Japanese accent or whatever. But I was in New York one time and I saw this Asian American talking like this, how you doing, what's going on, you gay? And I was like, what? It just blew my mind. I was like, it's like an Asian Goomba. So, you know, that's going to exist. And so for me, I think the breaking of stereotypes is more interesting.
But one of the things I try to do with my stand-up is to break stereotypes. And I've been guilty of stereotyping as well. I was in Dubai, and there's a lot of Indians who work in Dubai, and they don't get paid that well. And I got in my head that all the Indians there must be workers. And I forgot there's obviously successful Indians in Dubai as well. I was doing a show, and they said, we're going to send a driver to pick you up. So I went down to the lobby, and I saw this Indian guy. I go, he's got to be my driver. Because he was standing there in like a cheap suit, thin mustache, staring at me. So I went over, excuse me, sir, are you my driver? He goes, no, sir, I own the hotel. I go, I'm sorry, then why were you staring at me? He goes, I thought you were my driver. I'll leave you guys with this. I try with my stand-up to break stereotypes, present Middle Easterners in a positive light, Muslims in a positive light, and I hope that in the coming years, more film and television programs come out of Hollywood presenting us in a positive light. Who knows, maybe one day we'll even have our own James Bond, right? My name is Bond, Jamal Bond. Till then, I'll keep telling jokes. I hope you keep laughing. Have a good day. Thank you.
Comedian and actor Maz Jobrani, he's about to release an action movie spoof with a Middle Eastern protagonist who does not play a terrorist. It's called Jimmy Vestwood, American Hero.